Track 122. Page 119. Exercise 4. Listen to a man talking about his time at university and answer questions in exercise 3. Definitely the best thing about my university days was the location of the college. It was in an old part of a historic city and, well, it just felt as if I'd travelled back in time. I loved riding around on a bicycle too. You can't do that safely where I live now. But it wasn't all easy. I fell behind with my work in my second year, and it looked for a while as if I was going to have to leave. My friends weren't at all interested in my difficulties, and I found it hard to talk to the academic staff. They could only see a problem, and they offered very few solutions, except to work harder, which I already knew I had to do. Fortunately, I went home during a break and my parents talked some sense into me. So when I went back towards the end of my second year, I decided I'd try what they suggested. I stopped going out except on Saturday night, and I worked harder than I've ever worked in my life. I kept this up in my third year, and it worked. I turned things around. But it doesn't have to be this way. It was a shame I had that experience, and if I were to give one piece of advice to anyone starting out on a degree course now, it'd be to get the balance right, the balance between studying and having a social life. If I could go back and do it all again, I don't think I'd live on campus. It's too distracting, and it's too easy to find something other than studying to do. I'd also go to more lectures, and maybe choose my friends more wisely. I eventually made some good friends in my third year, but the ones who didn't want to know me when I had a problem were a bad influence. Oh well, you live and learn.